Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims, the home of Yankees radio. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Oh, that's right. Anthony Gallo on The Fan, filling in for the great Chris McMonagle. As always, the number to call is 888-808-1019. I got you all the way till 5 a.m. Alex's arm driving the ship as well. We made it. It felt like Mets, Yankees could not get to this point where we could just survive and get a breather. And when I spoke to you on Saturday, that was the theme of my show, surviving. And we start with the Mets. We'll get to the Yankees. We'll get to Jazz's putrid home run derby performance. Not that it matters. We'll get to all of that. We'll talk about the midseason awards, everything there. But we start with the Mets. And the reason why I want to start with the Mets is I didn't get to talk to you guys yesterday. And I feel like going into the All-Star break, this team did a lot of things to make me encouraged. Yes, they started to play better, winning three or four series to end the first half of the season. But there was big things. Things to latch your hat on. Things to get confident about things. Start believing again. And for both teams, they're very flawed. For both teams, they have a lot of work to do over the next 3 weeks to get to the All-Star break and improve this team. But for the Mets, their biggest question mark over the month where they struggled, take away the health, because obviously you could say health, was the decimation, the almost non-existent healthy arms they had in their starting rotation. The lack of quality starts. The lack of quality innings, not even starts. And you start this series against the Royals, you're starting to get guys back healthy. First we see Senga. And no, he did not get the win, but he goes out there, gives you four great innings, 67 pitches, four strikeouts, no runs. And then you get to Saturday, and Montas gives you an equally as good start, 83 pitches, five innings, one earned run, five strikeouts. And then Sunday, a day that a lot of us have been waiting for in Mets land. It starts with Clay Holmes, and no, that's not the part that we were waiting for. But Clay Holmes gives you a very good start, 81 pitches, five innings, an efficient five innings, two strikeouts, two runs. And then the guy, our tribal chief, Sean Manaea, makes his 2025 Mets debut. Three innings and a third. Yes, saddled with the loss in that walk-off fashion in the ninth inning. But gives up five hits, doesn't walk anyone, and strikes out seven. And he looked awesome. Awesome. And you're sitting here and you're asking, how could you be so happy and confident about this? Because that is all four guys outside of David Peterson. Those are your four big guys going out there giving you quality innings, quality starts. For Manaea coming in and finally giving you a taste of what we might be getting from our best pitcher a year ago. Senga could stay healthy, and every time he pitches, he gives you a start like Friday and better. Montas finally looked like a competent starting pitcher. And Clay Holmes, who I am not as concerned about as you guys all are. Clay Holmes, for me, is just a modern starting pitcher. Yeah, this is his first year doing it. We're not asking him to go six innings. Five innings. Two, three runs. That is the way in 2025 for the starting pitcher. But if these four guys, along with the guy who's done the most work, the best work, David Peterson, could stay healthy, that gives you confidence that this Mets team finally has the rotation we envisioned. We finally get to see all the pieces on the table. And another thing to add to this, there's a few things that were, it wasn't just these outings. You're starting to get guys back healthy. Obviously, Senga and Manaea, two of the biggest pieces you're going to get back. After the All-Star break, you will get Jose Buhdo back. He's going to pitch today at Port St. Lucie, and then he will be back. He was suffering from an illness. You will eventually get Jesse Winker, as there hasn't been an update on how bad his injury is. You will get Starling Marte back. You are going, Brooks Raley is on his return. He started his rehab assignment on June 17th. He's about to be up on the full 30 days. So you're adding pieces. You're getting guys back. Eventually, Alvarez will be back. Hopefully, to continue the way he's hitting in the minor leagues. So as this team gets ready to go towards the All-Star break, I mean the trade deadline, because we're in the All-Star break now, you start to see the pieces being put on the table. Guys getting healthy. Juan Soto crushing it. Hopefully, this weekend series was a sign of Lindor to get back on track. Alonso, a great first half. Nimmo, a great first half. And the guys are starting to be there. And it doesn't mean that this current team is good enough to win. It doesn't mean that this current team, as constructed, is enough to get past the Dodgers, to get past the Cubs, to get past the Phillies, etc., etc. This team, though, is starting to put the groundwork for what will be David Stearns' biggest time frame as a Met GM president. Yes, obviously the first two offseasons, huge. Last deadline, huge. This is an opportunity for him to make the moves, to get better, to put this team over the top. And we'll run through everything with the Mets and the Yankees, our biggest concerns, our trade deadline needs, what is needed to get these teams to where they need to be. Which GMs do you trust most? But right now, while we focus on the Mets, this was an encouraging week, not just weekend, but week. This was an encouraging four series, winning three of four. Yes, the Orioles series, huge disappointment, but you have the big comeback win, so there's things to take from there. This was, and I know it's crazy to say, as we sit 97 games into the season, a little more than halfway through, that we finally get to see the full blueprint of what this Mets team was built to be. And everyone's got injuries. Of course guys aren't coming back. There's more serious injuries than not. But look at the Yankees. Look at every team around the league. The Astros, the most injured team in the league. But for the guys that are healthy, the big pieces, the Mets have basically every big piece healthy right now. Adding a guy like Brooks Raley will add a lot to the confidence of the Mets fan. There is so much to build on for this team, and they're starting to lay the groundwork. I believe that they're in store for a big second half. And the last thing that really gave me confidence going into this All-Star break, the guy who was maybe killed the Mets offensively more than anyone on this roster, a guy we all came into the season believing in, a guy who we thought was in the makings of being the next big Met, a almost borderline superstar, and that is Mark Vientos. Coming into the year, after the regular season, and that was great, and an even better, maybe the best Mets offensive postseason ever, we were all riding high on the Vientos train. We were all very confident in Mark Vientos. And I haven't given up on Mark Vientos. As I spoke about on my last show, I just don't believe in him at the plate as I do with other guys. I'm not telling you that he cannot get back to what he once was. But right now, he has to build that confidence back up. And maybe, just maybe, this weekend was a sign that things are turning around for our guy Vientos. In his last seven games, he's got a .304 average. The power has not been there all year, but it was nice to see for the entire series. He's got three multi-hit games in his last five games. He's on a three-game hitting streak, two hits on Friday night with the big double to essentially win the game for them. A couple of hits on Sunday and a hit on Saturday. Two hits in that first game of the doubleheader on Thursday. So he is coming around. It is starting to feel like he's seeing the ball better. He's putting the bat to the ball better. You know, Friday when he strikes out with the bases loaded, you know, smashes the bat on the ground, one of his worst at-bats of the year. And for him to come back in that eighth inning with the bases loaded and get that gigantic bases clearing double was a huge confidence builder for me. For him to continue that and have another multi-hit game on Sunday, and then a hit on Saturday, but the collective of the series being a confidence builder. I'm not saying that when he steps up Friday night for the first time or in a big situation over the weekend when we get the second half started, that I'm going to be believing that this guy's going to get the job done. But it goes a long way into thinking that maybe, just maybe, the Mets are starting to see the guy that they had last year. So with the starting pitcher getting healthy and performing like they did this weekend, with guys starting to get healthy as an entire team, getting smaller pieces back like Marte and Brooks Raley, and Mark Vientos finally turning a corner, hopefully, this team is gearing up for a huge second half. And until they make the moves they need, this is what we've got, and it's a confidence builder. This was the same team that won 55 games in the first half, 13 games over 500, a half game out of the division lead. They can 100% have a major impact in this second half. They can dominate the way they dominated early, and this is the early signs of that. David Stearns has a huge deadline ahead of him. He does not have to go out there and add superstars, but he has to go out there and drastically improve this team. Both GMs in this city have major tasks right now to not blow a grand opportunity at what could be World Series teams. And with this Mets team and David Stearns, who I've given a lot of credit to, who I've praised a lot over the last two seasons, who has been one of the better GMs in the entire league, you've seen what he's done with the Brewers. You look at that young pitching staff he's built and the quality of player they bring through that organization. It is time for him to show it with the Mets. And he's done a great job. He has done an amazing job. But just getting to the playoffs consistently, just making the wild card this year was not the goal. This team, this iteration of this team, was built to compete for more. So when it's time for Stearns to take a swing and help what we think is a quality roster, a roster built to win, get over the hump. And this weekend was an encouraging sign. And I hope that David Stearns views it the same way. When you get Senga back and Manaea back and they look good and Matas finally looks comfortable in a Mets uniform and Clay Holmes, who a lot of you treat like a terrible starter, who has not been that guy, gives you another good start. He sits with a 3.3 ERA in 19 starts. Yes, he struggled after the fifth inning all season, but if he's consistently getting us to the fifth, I am very confident in him. It is exciting to see guys get healthy. It's exciting to see Vientos finally look competent again. And I've said this a lot this year. Marte, McNeil, Vientos, Beatty, and Mauricio. One or two of these guys had to get going for the Mets. And McNeil's been pretty decent. He hasn't been as consistent, but he's been pretty decent with a ton of big hits. Who's going to be the other guy to step up? It looked like Mauricio for a little bit. It's looked like Beatty for a little bit. Maybe Vientos is finally going to get his time. You know, he struggled early on, finally got going, and then he gets hurt. Well, first he started getting going, and they decided to bench him for 2 days. But then he kept going, and then he got hurt, and it felt like he's never had a shot this season to really build on consistency. Whether it is just a lack of production or his injury, something has gotten in the way. And hopefully, this is something to go forward with. So this all collectively is just giving me hope. Juan Soto, think about everything that's gone wrong for the Mets in the first half. And for them to be 13 games over 500. Realistically, when you look at the landscape of New York baseball, the way we've talked about it for a month now, you would think we're rooting for two bottom dwellers. But think about everything that's gone wrong for the Mets. Soto starting slow. Manaea and Montas not even starting the season with the team. Multiple injuries in the bullpen. McNeil not starting the year with the team. getting nothing out of Alvarez and Vientos for the entire first half, having a question mark in center field at the plate, having Luis Torrens have to be your everyday catcher. I mean, Tyrone Taylor and Torrens have been great defensively, so I do not want to act like they've given you nothing. Alonso, Soto, Nimmo, and Lindor not being consistent all at the same time. The injuries, the blown games, the taxed bullpen. Pitching however many guys. It feels like 50 guys have pitched for the Mets in the bullpen this year. Questionable starting pitchers. And they still sit here a half game out of first place in the division. 55 wins. 13 games over 500. And now you're starting to see guys get back, get healthy. This is going to be a fun second half. And hopefully Stearns can help push this team forward.